I am the true vine. My Father is a gardener. I am the true vine. We all are the branches.
Thank you, Mitunzi Culture Group.
Marion Pallister, Vice Chair of Justice and Peace Scotland here, and I'm back in Zambia with my ZamScot Ed hat on. ZamScot Ed is the small Argyle charity that enables education in some of the most financially challenged areas of Zambia. With help from Missio Scotland, we initiated a community secondary school here on the outskirts of Lusaka. On June the 18th, the fourth anniversary of Pope Francis Laudate Si' document on care for our common home, I am sharing thoughts on climate change with pupils from that school, St. Columba's Community Secondary School, run by our partners, the Zambian Order of Theresian Sisters. So I wonder if you would introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Senge Donangile, I'm in grade 9, and I'm 14 years old.
I'm Luta Chewe, and I'm in grade 8, and I'm 12.
Thank you.
I am Joseph Musenge, in grade 11, and I'm 16 years old.
Thank you, and just to explain, that's grades from our S2 up to S5. And here we're talking about climate change because Justice and Peace Scotland's major campaign this year is Care for the Environment. And of course, you can get information about our big event in September from the Justice and Peace website. But it's been the young people in the world who have captured the headlines this year. Led by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, we have seen strikes by school children in some 118 countries, and young Catholics calling themselves the Laudato Si generation are also raising awareness of the urgent need to act if we're to conserve life as we know it on planet Earth. Countries like Zambia have always been on the receiving end of climate change, the industrial north compromising the more rural south with its carbon emissions. So I'm wondering, could you young Zambians just give us a little bit of idea about how climate change is affecting your lives? Perhaps we could start with the price of food. Could you tell us what has led to the price of mealy meal rising, for example?
We have been experiencing some severe droughts this year and last year. The rainfall has become short. Yeah, we have been having this declining rainfall. So we depend on the rain to water our maize, our crops. And our staple food here in Zambia is maize, which is shima, which we get from the powdered maize.
That's your kind of fill-up food, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So without that, it's kind of hard when we have a limited supply of maize. The prices go up because it's a bit on demand. So, yeah.
Have you any idea what the rise in price has been?
120.
From what? What was the price before?
50.
Gosh. So that's a really big rise. Goodness, yeah.
And not forgetting, Zambia is a country with people that live, I think, about for a day, they live for, is it a dollar? So we have a lot of poverty in Zambia. So these prices of mealy meal really affect a lot of people. Not only the rich, but also the poor. And one might ask, how does the hiking of mealy meal prices affect the rich? Well, most of the rich people in Zambia surely make budgets. So if they made the budget last year to say we only spend 50 kwacha on mealy meal, and then boom, it's 120, everything collapses. So they'll start to they have to make the budgets again. And
so are there people who are going hungry just now?
Indeed, we have a lot.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah.
There are many.
So you personally know families where food is in short supply?
Yes.
Mm.
I know that you're all very young, but do you know if these droughts are coming more often?
Yes, actually. Yes, they're coming a bit more often than usually, because when I was young, I never really concentrated on droughts, so this is kind of like my third drought I'm experiencing, yeah.
So it's happening, you think it's happening more too?
Yeah, I think it's happening more too, and more severe as well.
Okay.
Yes, not only consecutively, but on a larger scale.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
The other big thing that I've noticed when I've been here this time, there's always been power cuts, but this time, goodness me, we've hardly had any energy at all. Lights have been off and so on. Can you tell me what's happening with that?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, our Kariba Dam is drying up, so the power supply is limited.
Because you have hydropower, am
yes,
I right?
Yes, we have hydropower, yes. So mm-hmm. The power supply is limited, which is causing us to use less power than usual. So we can...
So they're given... Your electricity company is ZESCO, is that
yes,
right?
ZESCO,
so
yes.
They're saying you're not having... You're having less power.
Yes, so we can keep the level of water in the dam at least to last us maybe a year or so until rainfall comes.
Oh gosh.
And we are not forgetting, even if the rainfall comes because of climate change, it might be not sufficient. So
exactly.
We might still have a long way to go for us to have the normal power outage that we need.
Mm. And so, normal power outage, how is this? Because the other day it was right up until the evening that there was no electricity. So, how is it? How is it affecting your lives?
Since as pupils, we have to study every day. Now, if there's no electricity, we can't study because we can't even see.
You can't see the books, yeah.
Yes. Also, the way we cook, like we use stoves and all, but when power cuts, we have to use charcoal, which means cutting down of trees, and it's also contributing to the climate change.
Oh gosh, yeah. Knock-on effect.
Well, we have a lot. But as I mentioned, for us pupils, as she said, the major one is in terms of studying. It's always difficult to study in the dark. And in fact, you cannot study in the dark.
No.
You cannot.
No.
So we depend on electricity to study, and if we don't have power, that means we have to go to bed without studying and wake up, go to school, just like that.
Mm. And can you think of other things that are happening to people who are working and travelling? What's happening to them then because of these outages?
For people that own businesses like someone who has a hair salon or a barbershop, when we don't have power, let's say from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., it means they don't have business, and that's a loss to them.
Because you're not going to go and get your hair done.
Indeed.
And then for travelers, like the power runs
the petrol pumps,
yeah,
the diesel pumps,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, power runs them. So without power, it's hard for travelers to move because they need petrol and diesel for their journey.
And of course, talking of pumps, that meant we didn't have water for some days too,
yes.
Didn't it?
Yes, as well as water, yes.
Because the water is pumped up into a tank,
yes.
And if there's only a small residue of water in that tank, once that's gone, you have to wait till the power comes back. Yeah. So washing and hygiene and so on,
yes.
that must cause problems. Mm.
Imagine coming to school without having a shower.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes it very difficult. So that is all about the hydropower not working because of the lack of rains. I've been seeing in some places that people are using solar power. Solar means sun, and I know that you've got plenty of that in Zambia.
Yes.
So most of the time, you know, it's cold, sunny, most of the time cold just now, but even now there's sun. Do you think that that's the way to go with solar?
Yes, because we are blessed with sunshine, so we would have a larger amount of power supply than now, because we're depending on water. I mean, as we can see, the water is reducing, the water levels are reducing, so yes.
And do you think solar is a good idea?
Yes, it is a good idea, because as it is often known, as when you're blessed with something, you use it wisely. And Zambia is blessed with a lot of sunshine, so it would be wise for us to use it for energy, generating energy, and it is much cheaper and easier to access, even for people in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because for Zambians to access hydroelectricity from ZESCO, you have to pay a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain if we are to use solar energy, that would be cheaper than the one that we are acquiring now from hydroelectricity. So that would be more accessible than hydroelectric.
So more accessible, yes. And cheaper.
Yes.
And do you think that it should be individuals having that solar power, or do you think that the government should be creating some, you know, a sort of equivalent of the Kariba Dam with loads of solar panels? What would be the best thing?
I think it should be on, like, the government. The government should provide a larger scale of solar panels for us to access as a country, because individually, I don't think that's
for some people it might be too expensive anyway. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the government should be.
I think they should be. They should spearhead the project. And, I mean, they lead us, so it's part of their job to do that.
Well, talking of that, I wonder what age will each of you be in 11 years' time?
I'll be 25.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be 23.
All right.
And I'll be 27.
Okay. Oh, an old man. Goodness.
Yes.
And you'll all presumably want to be doing the jobs and careers that you have in mind.
Yes.
Now, the scientists are telling us that if we don't act immediately, then in 11 years' time, the rise in global temperatures are going to make our lives pretty impossible. So, as I said earlier, young people around the world are speaking out to ask our leaders, as you're saying, they're the ones who should be doing things. They're asking them to make changes. And I'm wondering, you know, what you would ask. They're asking them to do these changes immediately. We've got to act. So what is it that they should be acting to do?
First and foremost, I think they should get into the field and start educating people on the effects of, let's say, burning fossil fuels, and hopefully have a good way of, let's say, supplying solar energy, as you said earlier, to the underprivileged people in different societies. So that would be the first step that they have to take. Yes.
Okay, are you agreeing with that? Yeah.
Yes, very much.
Okay, so we want them to act. We want them to act now. So perhaps we could say a prayer that perhaps would stir them,
yes,
to do that, because I think we need a bit of help on that.
Yes.
So, Lord, help us to be good stewards of your world. Guide our leaders to make good decisions to reduce carbon emissions, and help us as individuals to do our part to halt climate change and give us a future. I thank you so much for your help, and thank you for listening.
Oh, Mumapindo yenu, emoine. Emoine jikala ukubo.